What is your identity? When you think about who you are, what comes to mind? We all have some sort of sense of self, and many people feel self is lacking, like they have this lack of self-worth or inferiority complex, or I'm not good enough, or there's arrogance, I'm so great, everyone should listen to me, I'm the best. So it's either I'm not good enough or I'm better than everyone else, both of which are the ego. And one of the main things in spiritual practice, spiritual awakening, is to have an accurate identity, to actually realize who we really are, and to hold an image and vision of ourselves, to maintain that awareness as we live our life, so that we come into a concentrated form of that which we are. And so one of the ways to do this is to understand the different titles of self-respect. Because when we think of ourselves in an elevated way, I am an eternal being, I'm an immortal being of light, I am a great soul, right? These are eternal original truths, things that go back beyond anything in particular of the world. And so as we understand what these titles of self-respect are, and then we hold the vision, then it changes how we feel and how we relate to the world and how the world relates back to us. And the more stable we are in that awareness, the more stable we feel emotionally and mentally. Because all of these storms in the mind, all this stress and anxiety and worry and confusion and, you know, emotional turmoil, all of that is basically because we are unset from our seat of self-respect. So I'll just read some titles of your original self. And you can just tune into this for a moment and just imagine that you become this, that you are that, that this is who you are. And how would it feel and how would your life be different when you are in this awareness? You are a carefree soul. You're a carefree emperor. Spiritual being, carefree emperor. You are child of the ocean of peace. Just tune into this. If you knew deep down and you feel that you are a child, an eternal child of the ocean of peace, child of the ocean of forgiveness, child of the master of the world. Constantly healthy. You are a constantly loving soul. Constantly lovely. Constantly content and cheerful. You are courageous. You are a contented soul, constantly powerful. You are detached. You are a diamond, a destroyer of obstacles, a divine being. And so I could read more. There's a whole book of titles that I have here, which is a special book. But these are, and I'll put some in the description as well, these are things to really not just think about, but to come into the awareness that that is who you are, any one of them, and then come into the feeling of being in that space and just think it to yourself until it becomes an awareness and then an experience. So it starts out as a thought. I am a completely, constantly peaceful being, or whatever you choose. I am an embodiment of light. I'm a child of the ocean of forgiveness, right? Any of these things, you take it to heart, then you tune into it, you think it again and again, slowly and gently, until it becomes an awareness of who you are. And then from that awareness, you come into the experience of embodying that title of self-respect, that consciousness, that reality. And then you feel different. Life seems different, and the whole world is different. So have a beautiful day. Just a quick reminder that how great you really are, and stay in that consciousness as much as you can. Lots of love. This is Michael McIntosh. Many blessings.